Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Need fast, reliable car care in Greenwood? Visit Pennzoil Lube & Go on Highway 82 West behind Allstate Insurance. Get a quality oil change plus free mount and balance with the purchase of four tires. Family owned and operated, we handle brakes, AC service, and more. Pennzoil Lube & Go, where we go the extra mile.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in this extra edition of the podcast. My name, of course, is Michael Borky, and I appreciate you being here. So we're going live tonight, Tuesday night, the 28th, but I wanted to bring this conversation to you right away. It's one that I had with now SEC champion men's golf coach Chris Molloy. He's had individual national champions. They made that deep run to the Final Four, if you will, and now they've won the SEC. He joined me on the radio show yesterday to talk about that. And so I wanted to bring that conversation to you guys here. So I'm glad you're here. Don't forget to like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Wherever you get your podcast, just search Rebel Report and subscribe there. Also right here on YouTube, leave a like, comment, all that good stuff. And before we get to the conversation, I want to give a special shout out to our sponsors of our usual rotation of episodes. But still, wanted to tell you about Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. Everything you need for home improvement for your yard, for your closet. Outstanding beer prices even, and also all of your John Deere lawnmowers and tractors right there in Saltillo. Also, Logan Smith, Shelter Insurance. He will take care of you for anything insurance-related, auto, home, life, or insurance for your business. Give him a call at 601-823-3500. Don't forget to tell both of them that it was me that sent you. Also, Priority One Bank, 16 locations in Mississippi. Bank with me. Switch with and bank with me at Priority One Bank. And also Advantage Business Systems, absms.com, for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. All right, here's my conversation. Again, this is from the radio show yesterday with Chris Molloy, the SEC champion golf coach at Ole Miss. And that will also end the podcast when that's over. So I appreciate you guys. See you live tonight. Here is Chris Molloy. Bureau Chris Molloy, the head coach for Ole Miss Men's Golf, fresh off the SEC Championship. Coach, I know it's been a little while, a few hours anyway, since you've won. Does that still hit you when you hear that your guys have won the SEC?
I got goosebumps listening to you say it. It's still has not set in, I don't think, you know, officially, but it has a nice ring to it.
Your program, multiple individual national champions, you made that great run to, we'll call it the Final Four. You've done a lot of great things. Players on the PGA Tour, Jackson Suber most notably, got to see him this past week in New Orleans. But the SEC Championship was one thing that you had not done yet. How did you pull this off?
I'm still trying to figure that one out. We just had a group of guys that, you know, bought in, and they were tough as nails, man. They were, you know, and the lights came on. You know, we played good enough. You know, and the key to that, you know, tournament is it's basically two tournaments in one. You have your stroke play portion that you just got to get in the top eight, which is, I say just. I mean, you look at our league. We have 11 teams ranked in the top 25. Yeah, I mean, I think it's like 6 or 7 in the top 10 or something crazy. I mean, so that's a feat in itself. But we were able to get off to a good start, leading after the first round, and then kind of cruised through and got to the match play portion, and then you kind of got to, you know, flip the switch a little bit and flip the mindset and get more aggressive, be loose. And just make a bunch of birdies. And again, they were able to do that, where a lot of teams probably, tightened up a little bit and made it a bigger stage than it needed to be.
You mentioned the depth of the league. So we talk often about football and the depth of the SEC. Baseball, it's a great league. Softball, it's an outstanding conference. I know you're a big sports guy. Where does golf stack up in the league with the other sports in terms of difficulty and quality of depth and those kind of things?
Well, I was actually asking some folks from the SEC office about that while we were over there. And golf, if you go by the rankings, has consistently over the last, 5-7 years, been the deepest, toughest sport that we have. All of them are tough, right? I mean, so you're kind of, splitting hairs at that point. But, out of the 16 teams, that are in our league, I believe this year, 15 of the 16 will get to the NCAA tournament. So it's there are no weeks off in a tournament like that. You better bring your A game. But again, that's what we signed up for, right? I mean, that's why I came back here to coach, and that's why each of us are, work really hard to have the opportunity to coach in the SEC and to play in the SEC.
And then it can't be lost that, you had an individual national champion start his professional career, we call it midway through your season. I mean, that's got to speak to the depth of your program, right? To lose a player like that and still turn around and frankly, not miss a beat?
It's incredible. And, I don't think, very many programs can do that. And again, that just goes back to the depth, but it just goes back to the sheer toughness and guts of this group that we have here. I mean, they never blinked. When everyone counted us out, the start of this spring, we didn't shy away from that, right? I use that as motivation for these guys and told them that everyone had given up on them. And going in this week, I kind of rallied around it and said the same thing. Nobody expected us to make any noise over there. No one expected us to get the match play, let alone go win the damn thing.
Kyle Porter, who covers golf at the highest level, I'm sure you're familiar with him, put out a couple days ago that Jackson Koivun of Auburn is possibly, statistically, the best amateur golfer ever. And one of your guys lined up and beat him in match play. What was that like?
He just hit him right in the face. Yeah, it's good. He is, and I really like Jackson, and he is. You hear the term generational talent, thrown around probably more than it should be, but it's fitting with Jackson. He's great. Hits it great. Hits it straight. Puts the eyes out of it. Yeah, he's about as good as I've ever seen, and he's got a bright future ahead of him. But again, somebody forgot to tell Colin Strollio that he didn't blink. And listen, that's the other part. It's match play. Anything can happen, and it's a different style of golf and a different breed. And you better have the right headspace for it and right mindset.
It's so interesting you mentioned headspace. That's where I wanted to go next is, what was your conversations with him like ahead of that match? Did you even really have to talk to him? Because as you've seen in golf in the past, I mean, especially with Tiger Woods' name on the scoreboard, other guys in front of him play differently. You have that phenomenon existing now maybe with Scheffler and possibly Rory as well. But Koivun could be that guy where you just his name scares you, but Trollio was not scared of that name at all.
Yeah, like I said, he didn't get that memo. He didn't care who he was playing, and it showed. I mean, listen, Koivun's great, but the other two guys that he beat down this week, they're really, 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 really good players too. Incredible players. That's kind of what, and it was, Colin's coming out party. I just think that he's a really good high school basketball player. He's an athlete. He likes that one-on-one challenge. And it was funny. Ian Poulter's son, Luke, played for Florida, and we were on about like the 12th, 13th hole, and I looked over and saw, as I was walking with Collins, that was the guy that I walked with all three match play rounds. I look over and saw Ian, Poulter, stand there, and I kind of look over at Collins, and light bulb went off in my head. I'm like, you know what? This might be his thing, right? And yeah. I do think that's true. I mean, certainly true for Ian Poulter, right? He's known as, obviously he was a great golfer and is a great golfer, but he's known for his match play and Ryder Cup success. And again, I think that probably at this point, fits Colin Strollio's mold.
Well, we need to get him on tour because the Americans in the Ryder Cup need some help. We need more of that out there.
Yes, we do.
So a little bit of time off now between this win in the SEC championship and then regionals upcoming. Would you prefer it not be the case? Would you want those guys to get right back out there right away? Or do you like a little time off to let them settle down and refocus?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather get in the bus right now and go line up and play for sure. That's the challenge that's in front of us is, we're going to have to maintain that edge, for the next couple of weeks and be ready to go when our time's called. And that's fine. This week was such a long week. This spring has been such a long spring that, they deserve some rest, and rest is good for everybody. So we'll take this week and, we'll do practice. We'll dive back into practice tomorrow. We'll be pretty light this week and, get these guys rested up and then, get back into a normal, routine, starting next week and the week after and be ready to go.
Forgive my ignorance on this. The selection for host sites, obviously golf is not baseball. It's different, but, did this change the opportunity to host? Is that already decided? What does that look like in terms of selection and those kind of things for you guys?
No, we're idiots in our sport. We got to change it. We put out bids to host regionals. It's like 5, 6, 7 years in advance. So these sites have been predetermined for a while now of where regionals are going to be this year. And that's just the nature of the beast. So you can show up and. Most of these regionals will have 12 teams in the top 5 advance, and there are quite a few of these regionals that will have a team that's hosting on their home golf course that'll be a 5 or 6 or 7 seed that will play like a 2 or 3 or 4 seed. So it makes it a little more difficult, but it is what it is. It needs to be way, and I do think. We're trending towards changing it to do what baseball does, and the best teams have an opportunity to host. So we're working through those things now, but that's as of now. We know where those regional sites are. We don't necessarily know where we'll be going. We'll find that out next Wednesday. We'll be ready to roll wherever we get picked to go.
Well, Coach, congratulations again. I mean, you come on this show a lot because you just keep winning keeps happening. So we keep getting to talk to you. We'll be watching when regional play comes. Congratulations again, and thank you for your time this afternoon.
Hey, you guys are the best. Thanks for having me.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.